We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And of course, we've got none other than the Fox Nation host of Nuff Said, Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Nuff Said.
No, hey Tyrus, welcome to 97.1.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, it's great to talk to you. You know, you are the biggest voice in media. Is it true that you have your own walking zip code, or is that just a rumor?
No, I do. It's 78781.
Well, if anyone deserves their own zip code, my friend, it's you. President Biden promised to pick his nominee for the Supreme Court on the basis of race and gender, excluding scores of potential nominees, also on the basis of race and gender. What do you think about that?
I think it's terrible. I think it's virtue signaling. And just it's polite racism. I get so mad. You don't have to say I'm going to pick a black woman. You just pick the person that you are going to pick. And if they happen to be black, I think everyone in the country will figure it out. But it's disingenuous to the candidate. It's disingenuous to the pick, to the people, to African Americans across the country. You give people who have a negative connotation or a negative aspect about things and go, well, just because they're black, who is setting that table? They are. Mm-hmm. You want a high five and a pat on the back for doing what you should be doing. What you should be doing is picking somebody who's more than qualified, has an excellent record, and has the references to back it up. Oh, it just so happens that this amazing person who's going to be judging America for the rest of their life just happens to be African American. It shouldn't be the first thing you notice about him. It should be their accomplishments. And literally, he continues to back himself in these corners. We saw the VP. How's that working out for you? whenever you continue to say, I'm just going to pick someone based on the color of their skin and not how they work or whatever, I just don't think that's the right message. You're not getting it. That's not what the civil rights movement was about. It was about giving fair and equal opportunity, not, hey, you look the part, you're in. And of course, I'm, like I said, whomever, and I know there's a couple names out there, but they are more than qualified, and their qualifications should not include their pigment of their skin. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and at least from my perspective, it also stigmatizes whoever that nominee is, Tyrus, because once she is approved at the Supreme Court, the natural inclination of many folks is going to be she's just there because she's a black woman, not because she deserved to be there, even if she does deserve to be there because of her outstanding legal acumen and her experience and her judicial temperance. But even if she has all of these things, isn't there going to be a stigma because President Biden created a quota?
Yeah, and I hate it. And I hate it. As like I said, I was ever told that we needed a big yellow black guy to fill this void, so you're in, I wouldn't take the job. And I would call it, you know, I would be, that is more blatantly, since we like to use the word racist so much these days, I have more issue with that than someone saying, hey, I don't share my dinner table with black people and I don't like them in my house. I can respect his honesty. Obviously, we're not going to get along, but we can agree not to associate. But if he's saying, hey, you know what, it's really good for me and my family if we have a black person at our dinner table on Wednesdays, could you please come? I'm not going. You know what I'm saying? There's no difference. There's absolutely no difference. Stop making, labeling everything, which was the whole point of fighting against in the first place. You want to be recognized for the content of your character. That was the whole point. That's what Dick Gregory fasted for. You know, he was fighting against the Vietnam War. He was fighting for rights. That's what Martin Luther King marched for. He had that great thing. We all came on different ships and we're all in the same boat. It's like they completely have lost it with their first world problems and woke agenda, which, by the way, I think I started that phrase.
You should have copyrighted it. You should have called me. I would have helped you for free.
The Texas governor owes me about $10 then, because literally I was just watching his press conference right now where he was just laying in to President Biden, and even the VP was in charge of the border. So can't wait to see how this turns out.
Wow. Yeah. She's doing a great job. Hey, yesterday, you know that Ferguson, Missouri is a suburb here of St. Louis. And yesterday, two police officers were tragically shot in Ferguson. And I looked at the numbers today. 5 police officers have been shot in New York during the past 3 weeks. And officer-involved shootings where they are the victims are up almost nationwide. So, I guess my question is, at least one person on President Biden's shortlist is in favor of defunding the police. One of the people who he's considering for the Supreme Court is in favor of defunding the police. What is your message to the hardworking police officers who literally put their lives on the line every day for us? What's your message to them, Tyrus?
My message is, my message is quite simple. I'm sorry. I mean, that's all we can say. Thank you for your service. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could say it's going to get better. But until we have midterm change and we start getting people who are actually living in the real world, I just did a podcast with where I talked about this, because I had brought it up on the Gutfeld show, that the FBI reported that there has been more intentional police homicides since 1997. And that's also excluding 9/11, where police officers lost their lives trying to save people. And I think we forgot that. And even the tragedy in New York, where we had, they're not Black Lives Matters. They're selfish matters. They're about themselves. They're not helping us at all. They don't care about us. All they do is they make money. They're just as corrupt as any dirty religious guy, and they came out and said police officers aren't heroes. There is an attack on our men and women who wear the badge, and it affects the very fabric of America. If you don't have the police department, you don't have communities, you don't have safety, you don't have family units anymore. They are attacking the very fabric of this country, and I feel at this point the police need backup, and I think in form of the National Guard, I think we need to start deploying the National Guard. We always want to send troops to other countries when they're going through this stuff. And at this point, if I was sitting in that chair, I would have every police precinct with National Guard mm-hmm. to help support, help maintain what's going on in these communities. And here's the deal. It's another set of eyes. So you always, if you complain about the police, now you have the National Guard there with them. So, you know, but that's honestly the only thing. I recently was watching some documentaries about what's going on in the 60s. I was watching the Four Kings documentary. It was about Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. And, and back in when they were in the mm-hmm. 60s, when people who were protesting and were marching and stuff it was the other way around, where the police were encouraged to stop them by any means necessary. And they were going through, because America was in the middle of an identity crisis. That was real change that was happening. And now it has literally flipped to where if you don't agree with me, I will destroy you. And the first thing we have to do is get rid of our police department, because if the police are gone, there's no one to hold us accountable. Look at the crimes in this country right now. People can literally, there used to be window shopping. Now window shopping is robbery. Like, it's just unbelievable what is happening to our police. And it's a domino effect. It affects every fabric of our cities and our homes when our police department is not supported. It should be refund the police, apologize to the police, and get more officers out there and try to. And it's going to take us years if we don't do something drastic to bolster up our police force, because I don't blame him for retiring and moving and leaving or not going into situations anymore. It was already dangerous enough. Now you go and make an arrest. And if you don't get shot, you can lose your job. Mm. You know, and it's tragic.
It is tragic. Of course, we're talking to the biggest voice in media, Tyrus. And you said something a couple of minutes ago, Tyrus, that I want to follow up on. You said, in today's culture, if someone doesn't agree with somebody, then we have to cancel them. And I thought that was interesting because Neil Young, of course, has pulled his music from Spotify over Spotify carrying the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. So, I mean, clearly, legally, Neil Young can do whatever he wants to his own music. But I think the real question is, do you think he should have done this?
I guess he was trying to make his point. And the point is if I disagree with you, you have to go. And Spotify, to their credit, said, you can go. Fine. Bye. And I don't think that's what he was going for. But I think anytime everyone does an open letter, it's more of a publicity stunt or whatever. I guess I thought they would buckle. But to be honest with you, it took someone 18 minutes to explain to me that Neil Young and Neil Diamond were two different people. I honestly couldn't tell you. I just remember him from the cowbell sketch from Saturday Night Live. I mean, honestly, that's all I can remember. So, you know, I think it was supposed to be Blue Oyster Cult.
Needs more cowbell.
Yeah. So, you know.
I know, well, but it's interesting, at least from my perspective here, and I want to get your perspective, but it's interesting that an artist thinks that they're going to dictate the financial practices of one of the largest music streaming countries on the planet, that they're so influential that they're going to influence and force them to make a decision based upon that artist's politics. That's a lot of hubris going on there.
Well, no, but they're it's not surprising because this is what's been happening. So Spotify stood up and said no, and I hope that opens the door for other corporations. And when someone goes cancel this actor or cut this athlete because when he was 13 years old he said some bad things on Twitter, you know, like. And it's been working. So this is one of the few times that Spotify was like, you know what? Bye. Fine. We'll take your stuff off. Anything else? You know, and literally, I don't think that's what he thought. He thought that he was going to get them to take down Joe, and then Joe Rogan would come out and give a lengthy 8-page apology for speaking what he believes to be true on his show that you don't have to listen to. So luckily none of that happened. There's nothing worse than when you get canceled and it happens. And I believe we should allow redemption in this country. We used to do that. It used to be a beautiful thing.
Sure.
About making
forgiveness. Absolutely.
But, yeah. But you know, when they do those long apologies, if you get canceled, go out on your shield. The apology just makes it worse. And then, you know, you're only out of your job, and at the same time, you've lost all accountability or defense to say, hey, I thought this way. I was wrong. I grew up. I had life experiences. I changed. I apologize. I'm moving on. I suggest you do the same. So, you know, but luckily, Spotify, who now I'm downloading on the app just because of this situation, my hat's off to them for at least standing up and not giving in to the woke. So I think it was a blow for the woke movement, and regular Americans were kind of going, yeah, that's cool. If you don't want your don't be there. So I think it was a good day. It was a good day.
Yeah, that's basically what Spotify told Neil Young goodbye. And and I'm glad that they stood up to the pressure. And like you, I think they made the right call. Hey, we've been talking to Tyrus. You know him, Fox Nation host of Nuff Said. Hey, thanks for joining us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.